Now, I've got to ask you, do you know what gender you are? Are you a boy, or are you a girl? It's a simple question, really. Do you have external genitals, or internal genitals? Or are you somewhere in between? Never a question that used to be asked, really. When you ever looked at a form, it used to say male or female. Well, now it seems that anybody can be any gender they want, whenever they want. Have a listen to this.
President Obama now is trying to force all little girls and young women and women of all ages to have to shower with men in the locker rooms at every public school in the country. You probably have heard about the controversial North Carolina bathroom bill, which is really a whitewash. It's misinformation. It's also about locker rooms. So the Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, is suing North Carolina, attempting to force the state to mandate that little girls shower with men, that people with penises now can go and use the women's locker rooms and bathrooms. And now Obama, the chief servant of Satan on planet Earth, has just sent out a letter to every public school in the country demanding that the schools not, quote, discriminate against transgender students. So what this means is, if somebody, the guys, if they just claim now, and you can just imagine how this is going to unfold, if they just claim that they're transgender or gender non-binary or gender non-conforming or gender fluid, these are all new liberal terms for this insanity that is affecting the country. They now, under the Obama administration, the White House is mandating that these men be allowed to go and shower in the girls' locker room. You know, this finally might be the last straw that causes the social justice warriors to fully be exposed for the insane, wicked, sinful, disgraceful perverts that they are. Now, so far, this letter isn't, it doesn't have any law behind it, so it's a strong recommendation. But Obama's chief attorney, Attorney General Loretta Lynch, is suing North Carolina because of their bill that would block people with penises from using women's and young girls' locker rooms. And again, they're billing it like it's the transgender bathroom decree. It's not only about the bathrooms. Perhaps more importantly, it's about the locker rooms. So now the New World Order in American culture has gotten so insane that the President of the United States is mandating, or trying to mandate, likely will, that men be allowed to shower in the women's locker rooms. Now, the North Carolina bathroom bill, if somebody believes that they're a transgender, believe they're a man and they believe that they're a woman, okay, if they go and get their driver's license changed legally, or if they're committed, they get their penis cut off, they get castrated, and then their doctor, you know, changes their birth certificate, or not their birth certificate, which shouldn't be changed because they're born a male, changes their driver's license to a female gender, then they're allowed to use whatever bathroom and locker room that they want to. So the transgender bathroom bill is only about people who haven't fully committed to their supposed gender identity change. And so now President Obama wants to allow, and if you don't know what gender fluid is, gender non-conforming, these are liberal terms now for people who just sometimes feel like a woman and sometimes feel like a man, or just don't feel like either or feel like both. So fluid means like it's sometimes it just changes back and forth. So apparently sometimes you could be a man and then sometimes you can be a woman. So this is so insane. Of course, it should be based off of sex, your physical plumbing. Do you have a penis? It's not a hard question. Yes, you do. Okay, sorry. You're not allowed in the women's locker room. Scum, you psycho, you perverts, you satanic filth. Unbelievable. This is what the liberal agenda has come to now. The President of the United States mandating teenage girls showering with men I mean, really, what else are you going to say about this? Subscribe to my YouTube channel here if you're new. Okay, check out the over 2,000 previous videos. There's a whole chapter in my new book, The Illuminati in Hollywood, by the way, about the gay mafia. And it outlines all of this madness in detail and what else they want to do with this country. So if you've been watching my videos for any amount of time, I hope that you'll finally take the next step and go and read some of my books. They're a lot more informed and detailed and serious than my YouTube videos. And your purchase helps to support this operation as well. This is getting so serious and so insane. We are the Resistance Brotherhood, by the way. And we are rising. And it's about time that we start speaking up and getting louder by the day. Stay tuned. More videos coming soon.
So that's what Mark Dice has to say on the topic. But what do you think? I'd love to hear your responses. Whether you're a boy or a girl. Whichever you've chosen to be. Kinda. Have liberals just gone completely and utterly mad?